David O'Herlihy, St Union's assistant manager, your team have had a 1-9 apiece draw with Kilcar here in O'Donnell Park. How did you see that one?
Look, at half time, I suppose it wasn't looking overly great for us. So we're very pleased with the second half performance, you know. And I suppose look, moving forward, there's loads of room for improvement, you know.
Yeah, looking at that first half, you seem to have trouble with Sean Patton's kickouts and winning primary possession from that, whereas Kilcar with Kevin Campbell's restarts seem to be getting them away much easier.
Yeah, and that's, you know, a fair enough reflection on it. Look, we kind of spoke about that at half time. We reorganised a bit and I thought our own kickouts were a lot better in the second half, but you know, we did struggle at times with Kilcar's short kickout in particular, you know.
Yeah, Matthew McLean kicked the first point of the second half, and at one stage Kilcar were 7 ahead, and you know, it looked like a long way back for you at that stage, but you just didn't panic.
No, look, you know, I suppose at no stage do we feel like, you know, we weren't able to shout, and you know, there's quality throughout the team, and we felt if we could just get a few points back, you know, we could claw it back, and in an end, like, it could have went either way, you know.
Yeah, I thought Brian McIntyre came on and brought real energy to the team.
He did, you know. Brian was possibly one of our best players last season, and he's just kind of returned from injury. But look, all the subs that come on made an impact, and that's what you need. You know, you're going to need your squad in the coming months. Like,
yeah, you got it back to 3 points, and you probably needed a goal at that stage, and it didn't really look like coming, and it was an old-fashioned up and under, and maybe a bit of a fortuitous break, and it came to Pádraig McGilligan, and he tucked it away.
Yeah, look, that's what I said to Kieran Sharkey after. I'm not sure how that actually went in, you know, but it did, and sometimes you make your own luck, and it's a pity we didn't push on from there then, you know.
Yeah, it was a big 30 seconds because you got the goal, and you know, the home supporters were very happy with that. Then, you know, you lose Niall Donald then for an incident with the Kilcar goalkeeper as he was trying to take a kick out. How did you see that?
Well, from us looking, you know, we were kind of in line with it. It just looked like Niall went to kick the tee away. Now, when we watched the game back, maybe that's not what happened, but to us, it looked like, you know, a very, very harsh red leg. But again, we'll have to sit down and have a look at the video.
Yeah, you know, Niall's your main man, I suppose, and it was difficult without him.
I mean, you know, it's obviously Niall's quality, but, you know, we've others who stepped up to there, you know. And like I say, you know, we just probably lacked, though, that wee bit of composure on the ball at the end, you know. Again, something we're going to have to work on.
Yeah, and the penalty awarded in the first half, Kilcar, you know, they broke through a pace, and Conor Doherty was fouled. Did he overcarry in the lead up to that?
Look, sometimes, you know, the players moving at that much pace, it's hard to see. Look, I've been told possibly it was soft, but I don't know. I mean, over the course of the game, these decisions normally even themselves out, you know. But look, I suppose thankfully it didn't cost either team at the end of the day. Like,
yeah, St Union's have been involved in a lot of tight games against the teams from the so-called top four over the last few years. You haven't been winning them. Will this go down as another game where maybe you left it behind, or will you look at it that we were 7 points down and maybe a share of the spoils is a good enough evening's work?
Look, no, that's a fair enough point. You know, I suppose last year we played Gidor, Glenties and St Michael's, and we didn't get over the line. And this year the same Kilcar, but I mean, you know, it's a young team, you know. Look, we'd be very pleased again with the work rate and effort in the second half, and again we'll just take stock again and plan for whoever we get on Sunday now.